I Work Frame radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online, nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord.
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation and cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work for Him this afternoon as we broadcast to you from San Antonio, Texas, at the C12 World Headquarters. We're so grateful to Mike Sherrow and his team here at C12 for hosting us this week in San Antonio. We'd love for you to check them out online. If you're a Christian business owner, Christ-following business owner or leader, you should check out C12 online, c12group.com, c12group.com. C12 is a place where kingdom leaders learn how to be a kingdom leader, where Christ followers learn how to be kingdom leaders, to develop kingdom culture, to develop kingdom companies, to advance the kingdom. Check them out online, c12group.com. Martha, people should be contacted. We should, you know, it's the time of year where people are really thinking about becoming supporters of I Work For Him. How can they do that?
Well, Jim, really the easiest way for them to do that is to go to our website, iworkforhim.com, iworkthenumber4him.com. And up in the right-hand corner, we have a donate button, and they can go there to learn more about what it means to be a partner with us. We are looking actively for people that want to sponsor the show. Maybe they want to align themselves with their business, and that's something that can be done each and every day on the radio, as well as sponsoring our podcast, sponsoring. There's a lot of sponsorship things that can happen, or just partner with us. Maybe they just really see that this is a message they want other people to hear, and they can come alongside us on a monthly basis if they would like, or a one-time gift, and all that can happen right there on that donate button.
We'd love to have you come alongside of us, iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. You know, most of us take it for granted the safety and security are just a way of life for us here in the United States. We expect, for the most part, law and order wherever we go. In fact, that would make a great name for a TV series, wouldn't it, honey?
I think
it
would. But I'm ching.
All right. Today, as we broadcast from the C12 World Headquarters, or as Mike Sherrow said, the intergalactic headquarters for C12 Group in San Antonio, we're going to talk with a local San Antonio entrepreneur named Sergio Luna. His company is called Rojo 032, R-O-J-O, so the Spanish spelling of red, rojo032.com. He's got quite a life story to tell, and his business practice is making an impact on company cultures all over the place. Sergio Luna, Sergio Luna, for some reason that's a mouthful, I apologize. Sergio Luna, welcome to I Work For Him.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here.
So as Martha and I talk to you today, Sergio, about your story, we always like to start off with every brand new guest, ask this question: how did you become a Jesus follower?
Well, I was raised by a Catholic, in a Catholic environment, mm-hmm. a Catholic family, and my school, all the school system was conducted by Jesuits. By the way, super smart people, really, mm-hmm. Into, and I mean, I love just following Jesus Christ. I think it was one of the silence retreats we did like a 3-4 day in silence.
Wow.
And it was life changing. It was completely like, oh.
How old were you when that happened?
I was super young. I think I was around 14 years old.
Oh, wow. For a 14-year-old boy to be silent for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be life-changing.
Yeah. It is life-changing. Yeah.
So when you were on, and we've had other people say that those three-day silent retreats mm-hmm. are powerful, powerful, just impacting in their lives. What was the biggest thing you came away with after that 3 days? I mean, what had God said to you?
You know, it was just so much peace, inner peace. Like it was just like everything was beautiful, amazing. Just being in contact with nature and just being just in contact with the greater power, with him, right? It was just unbelievable. As a matter of fact, I remember clearly I came back to the city and everything kind of like, it didn't make sense, like all the noise and all the blah, 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 blah. It was like, no, take me back to the silence, you know?
Right.
But it was beautiful. It was great.
So as a teenager, you were growing up in what country?
In Mexico, yes.
Okay, which part of Mexico?
Tampico.
Okay, so give everybody that's listening that doesn't know Mexico. Most people know Mexico. They know Cozumel. They know Cancun. They know Puerto Vallarta. Yeah. You know, where is...
Tampico is located in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's border town with Texas. Tamaulipas, the state is border town with Texas. And it's pretty big on oil and seafood and just... There's a lot of good.
That sounds good. Seafood industry. Sounds good, but yeah. Now. Okay, yeah. I like that. All right, so how did you end up in the United States?
Well, in 2009, I think things started to get pretty rough in northern part of Mexico.
Why is that?
Well, a lot of insecurities. There was a lot of kidnapping that started to happen. A lot of conflict between drug lords and drug cartels. And... you know, I mean, the drug issue has been always like a problem, but then they started to get really rough into the society. So the criminal activity became super big and it was almost unbearable, to be honest. I mean, everybody pretty much was in fear. Thank God. I mean, I should say nowadays things are much peaceful and better. Okay. But back then it was really, really bad. So long story short, I mean, there was a lot of people that I knew that got kidnapped or, you know, business clients or, I don't know, neighbors, acquaintances, so many people. And then suddenly it got to the point to where, you know what, I feel, through a lot of prayer, I feel God was telling me, you know what, I want you to move out of there. And in the beginning, I felt a lot of peace living in Mexico, in my hometown, Tampico, because I felt the presence of God always protecting me and my family. But then when everything switched, it was kind of like, no. I rebel. I was like, no. You told me that, you know, you're protecting me. And then, so I was like, I don't know. I was pretty upset about the fact that I had to leave the place that I truly love and that I was raised, etc. But, you know, it was a hard decision. So I just packed my bags and, you know, next day I was completely out of the city, out of the country. I came to the U.S. and naturally I came to San Antonio because I have family here. So I said, well, I'm going to be around family. So I started, but I said, well, I just want to be, you know, relaxed, happy, and I said, whatever God has, you know, for me. But I honestly thought inside my head that because we were such a success in Mexico in terms of branding and as a company, we have like 20 something employees, 20, I don't know, 28 or something.
Wow.
That is, it's, you know, piece of cake, you know, the US, oh, of course, we're going to just super make it, right? But it was completely different. It's like, you know, you have soccer over there and you have football over here.
Right.
So it's, the ball is different. The game is different. The rules of engagement, the culture, everything. And it was a total, like, it was a big wake up. It's like, wow, it was pretty dramatic in my life. I mean, it was really bad the first year. Or the first couple of years. It was really, really bad.
So for people listening into your story, were you actually just trying to do the same business here in San Antonio that you had been doing in Mexico?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So we were like a design company, graphic design, with a pretty prevalent, very edgy, with a lot of good marketing and advertising skills. Of course, jump into social media. I mean, we were all over the place, but yes, the same business.
Fabulous. So how long had you had, and that company, was it the same name or is this now a new
same
company?
Same name. Yeah. We started in the year 2000, March 1st in the year 2000. Actually it was February 29th.
Oh, so it was a leap day.
So,
yeah.
So you're really only 4 years old.
Exactly.
You only have four anniversaries. That's right.
Wow.
So Rojo032.com is the name of the company. And when we come back, Sergio, I really want you to share that immigration process, because that's in the minds of a lot of people don't understand. How does that even work? And how hard was that? And then how as Christ followers should we be embracing? I think that'd be a good thing if you're willing to talk about that. But I also want to talk about C12 and how C12 has helped you, because you say on your website that Rojo032 is here to help others achieve success for the glory of God. And I want to talk about that.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back with lots more on I Work For Him today as we broadcast you from San Antonio, Texas. We're talking with Sergio Luna, CEO of Rojo032.com. Rojo032.com. If you are looking to have your culture transformed and to have a consistent messaging all over your marketing, Rojo032 may be a place you should check out. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back from San Antonio. Don't go away. Jesus is the answer for the world today, yet the world you and I live in doesn't know that. Your workplace is a vital mission field because it's full of people who need Jesus. Join the I Work For Him Nation today and start living with gospel mission intentionality in your workplace. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Be the difference in your workplace. iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
Condo fees always increasing? Think Utility Services can help your community stabilize the annual budget and dramatically lower costs. By installing individual unit water meters and only charging residents for the water they consume, your community can decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save on utility costs for over 20 years. Call 888-MY-METER today. Learn more at thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him, as Martha and I broadcast to you from.
We are in San Antonio at the headquarters for C12. And so we have had the pleasure of being able to meet a lot of people that are C12 members here in San Antonio, as well as the headquarters staff, and going to be introducing that with our listeners. So that's a lot of fun. But today we are here with Sergio Luna, and he is the CEO of Rojo 032, and we learned that is 032 is a Pantone color, right?
Yeah, well, it started because it's the brightest type of red.
Yes.
And, you know, it's very eye-catching. That's how we started back in Mexico, and it was Rojo 032.
Oh,
that's
which sounds so good.
Yeah, sounds way better. That's very pleasing.
That's wonderful. So, Jim, you were going to ask him.
All right, so you in 2009, things got rough in Tampico, Mexico, where you're from, and so you immigrated here to the United States. What was that process like? And as Christ followers, I think we could really use to hear some truth on what's immigration like. I mean, how should we feel about it? I mean, just give us a little bit of your story on that.
Yeah.
What you can share.
Of course. I feel completely comfortable, and I love to share the truth to other listeners out there. The immigration process, I mean, we, of course, wanted to do everything legal in the good way. But, man, I mean, I got ripped off by, like, three immigration lawyers. Mm-hmm. And the entire process, I think we end up paying somewhere around $22,000.
Wow.
Yes, just in the process of turning your tourist visa into a working visa and your working visa into a legal permanent residence. And in that process, you can end up with many people trying to take advantage of you. Mm. So it's kind of weird, but I know many people that want to do things the right way, but it's just so complicated, you know, to that. Of course, we were very... we were very focused on making things happen, but it was a lengthy process. I'll say, I don't know, I spent about 6 months just preparing the business plan and the whole structure for the business, and then of course paying this lawyer, and then this lawyer was, you know, not good, and then hiring another lawyer, and it was like, oh. Not good. So it was a really, really bad process. Well, in that process now, we found this amazing, amazing good lawyer Daniel McCarthy, I should say, because
yes,
he's very
give him,
good.
Give him credit.
He's,
right?
He's a man of God. He's just so good.
Is he here in San Antonio?
Here's in San Antonio.
Daniel McCarthy. All
right. Daniel P. McCarthy. And he's just a lovely guy. He's super knowledgeable. And so anyways, he said, you know what? You have such an easy case because all your expertise and your company, you have employees in Mexico and you have employees in the U.S. You're looking to give employment. So that's pretty good, etc. So, but just for your listeners, it is not an easy process. It is not a cheap process. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird because with the things being so complicated, there's a lot of determined, to make things right. But anyways.
Well, and that's good that you say that because the average person, where are they going to get $22,000? I mean, they're coming up here. A lot of them just barely have the clothes on their back. Some of them don't even have shoes. So how is that person going to find? I mean, you were coming up here as a business owner.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are coming here because they just want to get away from the violence. Like you, the town you were in, Tampico, had a lot of violence.
Yes. And by the way, in the process, we lost a ton more. I mean, we lost a lot more money than that. Mm-hmm. Just in the process of understanding the market and, you know, things happen and just the movement, the relocation,
sure,
etc. So, yeah. So if you want to do things right, things could get super expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, did you bring family with you or did you come alone?
Alone. Just
okay.
Single. Yeah.
So, but now you're married and you've got one child and one on the way.
Yes.
Did you meet your wife here in the States?
Yes. Well, I met my wife here in the U.S., but she's from Mexico. She's from Veracruz. She's a super beautiful, gorgeous lady. And, you know, she's 13 younger than me.
Okay.
Right now we have we have one daughter that is 1 year, 10 months. And then one baby in the oven. So we're pregnant.
But very close. You said 8.5 months along.
8.5 months.
So. Yeah, that's exciting.
Exciting. Very good.
All right. Go ahead, baby.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, how then, at what point did you say, okay, so we've gone through this process. We've moved here to Texas. We've started up the company. We've gotten all the immigration stuff done. But where in all of that did you start to understand that your spiritual life, that your faith mm-hmm. played a part in what you did every day at work?
Well, I was extremely fortunate to find C12.
Okay.
And C12, pretty much, I have always enjoyed being closer to God in, you know, activities or with a group of people, like-minded individuals. And then, of course, there's these groups that they're like, oh, la, la, let's, you know, grab our hands and clap and sing together and all that.
Yeah.
And there's these other groups where, you know, so anyways, I honestly didn't have time. I have a lot of things to do in my business setup. Right. And so when I find about C12 is like a, you know, business and God mm-hmm. activities, it was like, oh, this is perfect because I can, you know, keep on focusing on my business, but honoring God. And they really show me how your business is not really your business, it's His business. And through His business, you get to do His mission. And you're a steward of His mission. And so that's why our new mission is to ignite vibrant cultures to help others achieve success for the glory of God.
That's the mission of Rojo 032.
That is correct. That is correct. And by the way, what is branding? Because we're all about, we live in the world of branding. Mm-hmm. In the Bible, in Proverbs 22:1, we have, choose a good reputation over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold. Mm. So it's all about, so God is telling us in His word, you know, that a good reputation or a good name, it's more valuable. Sometimes I talk to our clients and say, you know, as business owners, sometimes we're so much focused about the fruit. Think about apple tree, right? We focus on the little apple, right? Oh, I want more apples, etc. But we don't focus on the land, on the soil, to make it more fertile and, you know, to make it grow. That is the focus on the reputation. That is the focus on the good name. And that is what we do. reputation.
I don't know how you can argue with that. You can't argue with that. That's fantastic. So when you work with the clients, well, I mean, where do you find your clients? You said you have employees in Mexico. You got employees here in the States.
Yeah.
Where do you find your clients?
Word of mouth, pretty much. Every project that we create, there's other companies following. You know, I think we have had really good success in delivering the results that the clients are asking for, and so that is bringing other companies.
Excellent.
So, how long have you been a C12 member? How many years?
6 years.
Wow, a long time.
Yeah.
So you've developed some. Well, tell us what is. I mean, you're in a group full of, in a room full of how many people on a monthly basis?
12. So 12 C12, 12
C12, people. C12, 12 people. Okay, mm-hmm. Fantastic. And in that group of 12 people, you give up a whole day.
Yes.
And you have to pay to give up a whole day.
Yes.
In order to stay away from your office.
Yeah.
How valuable has that investment been for you?
Life-changing. It is the best. It's the best organization. It is the best... I'm not saying this to sponsor C12. I'm just saying because it's a reality. Let me tell you just...
Okay, Mike Sherrill's not in here. You can say whatever.
Right. No, I'm just that in the first core business presentation, the first presentation mm-hmm. that I gave in front of my board, they were all like, oh, we love your design work and all your business looks fantastic. But tell us a little bit more that you're living with your girlfriend. And I was like, oh, is that a problem? And so, here in the Bible, it says, da, 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 and they show me with a lot of love. I mean, they were just challenging me with love what God wanted for my life. And so with just many, many, many different aspects that, you know, I listened to my brothers in faith and I said, you know what? It makes sense. So I told my girlfriend, hey, you know what? We're not going to live together anymore. And out of that, just, you know, a few months later, we're like, you know what? We're getting married. You know, I need to. Yes. And God has blessed us tremendously. Just, by the way, the decision was, I heard a pastor say, don't analyze what you can read to get closer to God or no. Think about what can you do right now that will please Him and make you be closer to Him. And for me, the answer was getting married with my wife. And that has been such a tremendous blessing for us.
When we come back, lots more with Sergio Luna as you hear his story as CEO of Rojo032.com. And we're going to hear about what is that thing that we can do right now to be glorifying to God. You listen to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back from San Antonio. Hang on.
Martha and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us to take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand that their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button, and set up your recurring gift. And be one of 367.
Is gender on a spectrum? This is Ken Ham, and our ministry is defending the Bible's accuracy from its very first verse. Our culture today is very confused about gender. Many people in the West don't believe we're created male and female. Instead, they've accepted the anti-scientific idea that gender is supposedly on a spectrum. In this kind of thinking, people can fall anywhere on this spectrum based on how they feel. But as Christians, we need to look at what God's Word says. To get answers about gender, we need to start at the beginning, in Genesis. And Genesis tells us we're created male and female, in the image of God. The Bible provides no support that gender is on a spectrum. This false thinking goes against our design and will only hurt people.
Get answers to the hot-button questions of our day when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com. You'll be equipped to think biblically and share the truth with others at AnswersRadio.com.
Jesus is the answer for the world today, yet the world you and I live in doesn't know that. Your workplace is a vital mission field because it's full of people who need Jesus.
Join the I Work For Him Nation today and start living with gospel mission intentionality in your workplace. Go out to iWorkForHim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Be the difference in your workplace. iWorkForHim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Democrats are unveiling legislation to reopen the government without money for President Trump's border wall. The House is preparing to vote on the package Thursday when the new Congress convenes. It'll include one bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security at current levels through February 8th, with $1.3 billion for border security. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says no bill is going to get through the Senate that the president won't sign. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton is traveling to Israel and Turkey in early January to discuss the U.S. withdrawal of troops from Syria. Bolton spokesman Garrett Marquis said in a statement Monday that Bolton will be joined in Turkey by General Joseph Dunfer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and James Jeffrey, the Secretary of State's Special Representative for Syria Engagement. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 265 points. The NASDAQ rose 50. More details at srnnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds, and in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network, and in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Office Pride Commercial Office Cleaning Franchise. Own a different kind of commercial cleaning franchise. OfficePrideFranchise.com. That's OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we broadcast you from San Antonio, Texas.
That's right, Jim. We are here at the C12 headquarters, and we're talking today with Sergio Luna, and he is the CEO of Rojo032, and you can find him online at rojo032.com. And they have a great branding company that does so many things. But one of the things, Jim, that I just want to go repeat back to is that we were talking about your C12 presentation. Actually, I wanted to say this first. For anybody who's just listening to the show for the first time, they may have no idea what we're talking about when we say
C12.
Well,
tell them, baby.
So C12 is an organization that really, it's a round table meeting once a month together with other people in that are usually CEOs and leaders of organizations that help with their biblical perspective on their business. But as Sergio is sharing, it's so much more than that. Talk about how they approached you and said, talk to me about your living with your girlfriend.
Well, first talk about what's the annual presentation about? Because people are like, what are you talking about, annual presentation?
Yeah.
Okay, so C stands for Christ, mm-hmm. and the 12 is the 12
members.
Members, disciples.
The disciples, now members.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, once a year, you get to do we call it a core business presentation, the CBP. But in the CBP, unlike other organizations out there, I'm not going to say names, but we touch different topics, including our businesses, our family, spiritual, like how are we doing overall? How's our relationship with God? How's our ministry activities? How's physically, how are we doing? How's our family? How's our relationship with our spouse? And of course, how are we honoring God with our business? That is His business. So we cover in integrity all these different areas and topics. So that's why I was mentioning, I mean, it has truly transformed my life to so much wealth of knowledge. By the way, it is not seat of knowledge. It is the Bible knowledge.
Amen.
It is, yes, I mean, it is true. It is just so much power in His Word that is just unbelievable. And seat of is a conduit. It's a mechanism. It's a group. It's a system that helps you get connected to His Word with a like-minded individuals, leaders.
Christ-following business owners and leaders, yeah. Check out C12group.com. It will transform your life, as you just heard Sergio Luna say. All right, so you're doing your core business presentation. They call you out for how you're living your life outside of the office. They're calling you out for living with your girlfriend. Yeah. You then get married to your girlfriend.
Yes. Yes. Well, it was not automatic, of course. Yeah. It was like, as a matter of fact, she was like, was extremely sad. Like, oh, you don't love me anymore. You don't want us to live together. So I have to call Mike, which now is the national president or whatever.
Yes.
But back then it was just my chair. Yeah. And I said, Mike, my girlfriend is just crying. She's saying I don't love her anymore. Can you come and talk to her? He was super kind, and he explained to both of us, like, hey, Sergio is doing this because he wants to honor God, and he really loves you. And after that separation, I felt really the need to be with her for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And honoring God has blessed us tremendously. And same story happened with our baby, because I was the type of guy that always said, you know, I'll never get married. I'll never have children. Children are just a waste of money, a waste of time. Blah, blah, blah. I was always like, arr! And always like the most singlest guy, right?
Right.
Well, but after looking at all the blessings from God, we were praying, me and my wife, and we felt the Lord wanted us to have children. And so we said, well, okay, if we felt that way, we did it. And I mean, it has been such a blessing just to have, you know, children. It's just amazing. You see, life is like completely different.
Oh, that's fabulous. And we can only hope that as they grow up and they see your faith lived out, that they're able to incorporate that themselves in their own lives and see how that works out. So. Yeah.
All right, so let's just say that we did a walkthrough. Do you have an office here in San Antonio?
Yes.
How many employees do you have in your office?
Right now, we have two.
Okay.
So, yes.
And then you have how many in Mexico still?
Eight.
Okay, so you've got 10 total. So if we were to go and poll or ask questions of all your employees and say, okay, how is Sergio's faith impacting all of you as it goes to the organization? What do you think they'd say?
Pretty big. I mean, well, they will say it has impacted all of us. I mean, everybody. Every single meeting, we start with prayer. Every single meeting with customers, we pray with them. We talk about the Word of God. I mean, it's pretty evident. of course, I mean, we make so many mistakes, you know. I mean, we sometimes get frustrated because we have so much work or, you know, we could be a little bit intense with each other or something. I mean, we're humans, right? But we do want to honor God in all our actions, and we're just real. We are living it.
Well, and that's really great to hear, because so many people think, you know, that if you're that you have to look perfect and you have to be perfect, but we all have shortcomings and acknowledging that, but also at the same time being willing to step out in your faith in front of your customers. So Jim was noticing on your website, you know, you're very open about your faith. Do you feel like that drives away customers, or what is your thinking on that?
Absolutely. It drives away the wrong customers.
Okay.
Yes. So we create alignment to what we're saying. Mm-hmm. So we align to the people and the clients that, you know, they want to have an excellent service. They want us to ignite their culture. So we have a lot of companies that come to us and say, hey, we're doing pretty good. We have very strong sales, but our people are just dull and sad and just, we're just blah, you know, mm-hmm. out there. And we come analyze, we conduct a full day brand strategies, and we just create alignment with their team. But of course, it's not just us with this awesome knowledge. No. It's the power. It's the word of God. It's in the word, in His word. There's a lot of wisdom that we try to apply with, mm-hmm. with these different companies.
So you know, a lot of people would think, well, that's crazy if you are putting things on your website that's going to drive people away. But yes. It actually gives you then the clients that you really want to work with.
Yes, exactly. Like, if there's yeah, of course, there's some clients that could say, you know, this is whatever. But yeah, if they're completely opposed to this, yeah, they should go to another company.
Right.
I don't feel bad at all, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, by the way, this is something that we tell all our customers.
Okay.
This is in Genesis 1:31. God saw all that He had made, and it was very good. So we strongly believe that God has a purpose for every single thing. So God has a purpose for your company, His company, really, and He wants you to bless thousands, if not millions, of people through the gifts that He has given you. So that is one of the premises that we explain to our customers.
So right now you've got 10 employees in 2 different countries. How do you have a plan? What's your plan for perpetuating the Christ-centered nature of your business? What happens if Sergio is no longer there? Are you raising up and discipling people within your organization? How are you going to make sure that Jesus stays at the center if Sergio is not there?
Yeah, I think the leadership group, we're all Christ-centered, and we have talked about this. If I have to partner with somebody for any reason, or we have to sell, it has to be equally yoked, mm-hmm. 100%, because this is not, honestly, this is His business. So we have been so blessed by everything, including, I mean, you know, my brain, my capabilities, my gift, the gifts of my team. I mean, everything comes from Him. So it is completely, I don't know, it is not smart to think that it's all about you, right?
Right.
So, anyways.
You know, Jim, I love the fact that Sergio was admitting that, you know, sometimes we get tense, sometimes we have too much work to do, but yet we can still keep being reminded of going back to why we're doing it, and that God gave it to you to do, and that everything He saw was beautiful.
Yeah. Give us some specific impact on a customer that you've fed, that your company, Rojo 032, has fed your life into their company as you've helped them brand and all the marketing stuff that you're doing. Because you're doing online marketing and on paper marketing. What are some of the things that you guys are doing specifically?
We do a lot of brand strategy.
Okay.
And so we analyze the brand messaging, the mission, the vision, the brand values, the key customer profile. We analyze the competitors. We do the benchmark. We do a lot of a name development. We do positioning. We analyze the position. We do name development, naming, mm-hmm. visual identity. Okay, some of the companies. We have also a couple of years from now, we started to do branded environments because it's part of what ignites people. So we have designed beautiful offices. We recently collaborated to design one office for a company from Virgin, the company Virgin. But here, for example, in New Braunfels, Texas, we are remodeling 7,000 square foot for HMT. a very strong engineering company. We rebranded SPR. It's a CPA firm with about 20 plus people. That is a super, super competitive, very fun environment. We remodeled them.
So you're not only doing the branding for the company, you're actually helping their environment to match their brand?
Yes. Yes.
And to be a more engaging place is what it kind of sounds like.
Exactly.
Too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Very engaging place. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot more fun than you should have. That's awesome. I love that.
I bet it's a lot of work too.
Yeah, it's just a lot of. Yeah, we sometimes it's 14-hour days, and you know, but we try to have this balance. But yeah,
we'll talk about that balance when we come back.
Sure.
We're talking today with Sergio Luna. He's the CEO of Rojo032.com, and that's R-O-J-O, the Spanish spelling for red, Rojo032.com. He's got an amazing story we've been sharing all day, and if you are just tuning in right now, you are going to, you got to go back to the beginning of the show and hear his story. But when we come back, we're going to talk about that life balance. How is he keeping his company from interrupting his personal life and getting in the way? You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we broadcast from San Antonio, Texas. You're listening to I Work For Him. We'll be right back.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your neighbor's water. Have Think Utility Services install individual meters and pay only for what you use. Decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. For over 20 years, Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save. Call 888-MY-METER today. That's 888-MY-METER today. Go to thinkutilityservices.com.
Reconnect One with Carmen LaBurge.
The end of one year and the start of another is a great time to take stock of our lives. We look back over where we've been and set priorities for where we want to go in the coming year. We make lists and goals and plans. So did you achieve everything you wanted to last year? Did you check off every goal? What's left undone? Whatever you achieved last year, or didn't, I'd encourage you to press onward in the new year in pursuit of your calling in Christ Jesus. Read Philippians 3 and consider what things you may need to let go of in order to press on for Christ. You are, in fact, in Christ, called to a heavenly purpose. So whatever lies behind, let it go, that you might press the full force of your one life into God's good purpose for the year ahead.
Reconnect today's headlines with God's perspective. Visit reconnectwithcarmen.com. Reconnectwithcarmen.com. Reconnectwithcarmen.com.
Jim and I ask you to join us in our radio mission of encouraging Christ followers to live out their faith in their work. Consider making a generous donation to I Work For Him as part of your year-end giving. This will act as a down payment for Kingdom Work for 2019. Our desire is to expand I Work For Him all across our wonderful nation. We need your partnership. Please join Jim and I to spread the message of I Work For Him. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate tab. That's iworkforhim.com. Click on the Donate tab.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him, as Martha and I broadcast to you from San Antonio, Texas, courtesy of the C12 Group, c12group.com. We're at their world headquarters in San Antonio. Boy, if you're a business owner or leader, Christ-following business owner or leader, and you've always wondered, Jim, you talk about C12 all the time. How do I know if it's a good fit for me? Here's the good news. You can go check out a C12 Group as a guest one time, no problem. Sergio, when you were thinking about, and let me just tell you, we're talking with Sergio Luna, CEO of Rojo032. He's a C12 member, and he's sharing a little bit of his story. Did you get to do the test drive? Did you go and check out C12 first for free before you joined?
Yes, of course. My story, it was kind of different because, I mean, I was just Googling. And I wanted to be a member of a group that it was God-related, spiritual group,
okay.
Smart. I was looking for something smart, not only just like, you know, feeling good. And that's
and you wanted it business-related as well at the same time. So that's what's fantastic. You want to make sure that you were going to get a kingdom-centered, biblically-centered, great business kind of group at the same time. So you went the first time just as a guest. Just kind of observe, what was your first impression?
Wow. I was intimidated. I was, because so much smart people. I mean, really, really smart people. Not only business acumen, but spiritual leaders, you know, good family men. I mean, good husbands, good in their communities, great ministries. I was really intimidated. I was like, wow, this is top A players, right? And of course, I love it. And I just joined right away.
So, and that's what I was really saying, listeners. If you are a Christ-following business owner or leader, and you want a way to learn how to become a kingdom leader, to develop a kingdom culture within your organization, to really build a kingdom organization that is advancing the kingdom of God, you got to check out C12 Group, c12group.com. And it's not like you've heard that for the very first time on I Work For Him. You've heard it 1,000 times on I Work For Him.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that Sergio was just saying is that, you know, a lot of times we think that if we're going to meet with other Christians and talk about business, that it might be soft or it might not be real deep. And you found that there was a wealth of knowledge and very good business people and also very deep in their faith that you could walk alongside with them, right?
Yes, and iron sharpens iron. Yeah. So you should see our meetings. They're rough. They're not, is nothing like, oh, yeah, which no. It's really...
They don't pat you on the back all the time?
No. It's not like it's a joke about patting on the back and burping. No. We don't do that. It's all really intense, but it's all for His glory. If we see something not quite good, we will call it out. We'll say, you know what, brother, we love you, but you have to step up the game, and you are doing this wrong. You know, so that's super valuable. So the valuable thing for us is that as a business owner, you walk alone pretty much. And yes, you can join other groups of business leaders, but if they don't have the spiritual component, it is not enough. It is not complete. So walking alone, good, solid Christian leaders it has been a dramatic impact in my life.
So let's talk about that dramatic impact in your life. You mentioned off the air that sometimes, or maybe it was on the air, that you sometimes have 14-hour days. You've got a lot of business. You're busy. But you've got a wife and a child at home and another child on the way. How is C12 helping you to protect your marriage, to protect your relationship with your kids? What are you doing to protect them from the business?
Yes. So, that's one of the things that I get called a lot, that my board is like, Sergio, you stop working at, you know, tops 6 p.m. That's it. And so I have, you know, sometimes one of my brothers will call me, you know, in the evening, hey, did you stop? They held me accountable. You know, so it is not like your business is doing great. Oh, yeah. Bravo. You know, but it is more than that, because, like, for example, if I bring to the board and say, oh, I have this new ministry that I'm doing. They say, no. The first ministry is your wife and your family. And right now you're lacking time to them. So you have to. So I say, OK, so I have to, you know, slow down with whatever other ministry and focus on my family.
Excellent.
And how does your wife feel about that?
Oh, she loves it.
I bet she does. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, that, Jim, that's one of the things we just hear consistently when we talk with people that are involved in C12 is the fact that, you know, you've made the point already. They're spending a whole day a month meeting together, investing financially in the commitment to do it. And sometimes not getting patted on the back, but maybe kicked a little bit and saying you need to step up your game.
Or whacked upside the head of the 2x4. Yeah.
And but yet you glean great benefits from it, and you've grown not only in your business but in your spiritual life, which encompasses all of your life. And I'm just so encouraged to hear that that's consistent in your life as well.
Yes. And if you think about carefully. Christ himself, he used to have a separated day, you know, that he shared with his disciples, right? So he shared stories just with them, you know, he was with them. And if he was good for him, you know, what is not good for us?
So
and by
true.
The way, just activity, I mean, being busy and having a lot of things, it is not, sometimes it's not productive. I mean, I can put you a quick example. If you say, oh, you know, I have to run, I have to get this opportunity, you put a bunch of money in the stock market, and boom, next day it's gone. Or it's way down, right? Sometimes doing things is not advancing things or advancing in your life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes doing is going backwards. So sometimes this is like a stop in the way, think about it, analyzing what are you doing in your life, and then having other brothers mm-hmm. in Christ pouring knowledge into your life and see in a different perspective, different light to help you really advance. Sometimes stopping is advancing.
Stopping is advancing.
I'm writing it good down. Words. You got to keep going.
So I could tweet that right now. So for everybody listening there,
another tweetable
if you're not sure what you've just heard,
Sergio
it truly
right
is
here.
True. Sometimes stopping is advancing.
Sometimes doing things is not advancing things. Sometimes stopping is advancing.
Yes.
I love that. Okay.
Nice.
So I want to ask, as you look at the future for Rojo032.com, Rojo032.com, how do you see the Lord asking you to expand this business? Where's your vision taking you next?
Wow. There's many challenges facing the company. Well, I really want to scale up the company. And I think either I'm going to partner with a larger organization, or we're gonna do something to scale it up. Right now, I think we're doing great, but it's small. I mean, we're impacting, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 companies a month. But I think we can do way more. We're also launching another company that is also very similar, Igniting Vibrant Cultures, but directly to each individual. It's a different company. It's a personal development company.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be great. It's going to impact thousands and thousands of people.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, and you being bilingual, that has got to be a huge advantage to you here in South Texas.
Yeah.
And all over Mexico. But yet there are, you know, Spanish speaking people all over the country, and Latino business owners all over the country. Mm-hmm. Is that your target? Or do you not have a target for your, I mean, who's your target customer?
Nuestro cliente no es principalmente el que habla español. I'm saying.
I got the Spanish at the end.
I just say our key customer is not the one who speaks Spanish at all. It is more, I think our key customer is one who truly values their people,
oh.
You know, their team. That is our key customer. If they want to, because look, in the Bible, what is God's, in his word, what is God, the thing that he values the most?
Mm.
People.
Right?
People, right?
What he said was very good.
Exactly. So if you have, you're leading a company and you have a group of people, okay, God wants you to bless those people. God wants you to do something amazing. He wants you to transform their lives through your company, through his company, mm-hmm. you know? So to me, that single fact is just so powerful. That is who we are serving. If you have, you're a business owner, you all care about money, okay, that is great. But you don't really care about people, you're not a key customer.
Excellent.
And if you don't really care about people, you're not really a kingdom-minded business owner either,
yeah.
because Jesus loved on his people. Mm-hmm. He it was something we learned last week, he loved Judas just as much as he loved the other 11.
Yes.
And that's important for us to understand. Sergio Luna, thank you so much for being an I Work For Him today.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Make sure you check him out online at Rojo032.com. That's Rojo032.com. And thank you to C12 Group for hosting us here today at their world headquarters. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately,
I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
God tells us that it is impossible for us to love Him and not love those around us, particularly our brothers in Christ. In John 13, Jesus says this, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." See, listen, here's the deal. Can we love the unlovable so that as we attempt to be good stewards of our testimony, that those around us would see Christ in us?
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
This is the best in talk radio. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.
In a legal filing submitted last week, the Education Department suggested that borrowers could not rely on the program's administrator to say accurately whether they qualify for debt forgiveness. So the administrator hired by the federal government says that you qualify, but the federal government comes back and goes, "No, not so fast." Unbelievable.
Afternoon at 2 on 100.3, The Biz.